Yeah, I've been away for almost 2 months.
我离开这里有两个月的时间了。
But there's always a saying, you're always in my mind.
但是你们总是在我的思想里面。
Okay, today we will continue on our study on the book of Colossians.
我们今天继续来学习哥罗西书。
So let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 1.
我们来翻到哥罗西书第一章。
We read beginning from verse 4 to 14.
我们来读第四节到第十四节。
Okay, chapter 1, verse 4 to 14.
哥罗西书第一章四节到第十四节。
I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you all in Chinese.
弟兄先用英文读，我们一起会众来读中文。
And those who have the King James Version can read it together with me.
如果你有 King James 的 Version, 你可以和弟兄一起来读。
Okay, verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints,For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye have heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Verse 7, As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ.Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11, strengthened with all might,according to the glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
我们一起来读第四节，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音真知道神恩惠的日子一样，正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Another verse in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
以弗所书第一章第十一节。
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him,Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Okay, another verse, Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
使徒行传二十六章第十八节。
26 verse 18, to open their eyes, to turn from them from darkness to light.And from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
使徒行传二十六章十八节，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开， 从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Let's have a further word of prayer. Lord, this morning we come before thy presence.
主，今天早上我们来到你同在的面前。
Lord, we humble ourselves before your word.
我们在你的话语的面前谦卑。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit continue to reveal yourself to us.
我们祷告，愿圣灵把你的话语启示在我们里面。
That we might see what is the hope of our calling.
使我们能够看见我们的恩召有何等的指望。
And what is the inheritance that you have given to us?
你所给我们的基业是什么样子的？
Lord, we just are humble before you.
我们在你面前谦卑。
Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主，求你讲，你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last time, we talk about the word of truth.
上一次我们讲到神真理的话。
We believe and we should confess that the word of truth is so critical in the life of a Christian.
我们必须承认说，神这个真理在我们基督徒的生活中是何等的重要。
Without the word of truth, we are standing on sinking sand.
如果没有这个真理，我们是站在一个流沙的地位上。
Today we are standing here as the children of God, not because of tradition.
我们今天站在这里，作为神的儿女，不是因着一个传统。
And not because of fashion of this world.
也不是因着这个世俗的样式。
Not because of what people say.
也不是因着人所讲的。
Today we stand upon the solid ground of the Word of God.
我们今天是站在这个稳固的根基，是因着神的话语。
And last time I shared with you that the Word of Truth starts with the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
我上一次讲到神的真理，这个真理的道就是这个拯救的恩典。
Because of this grace, we are brought salvation to us.
因着这个拯救，因着这个恩典，把这个救恩带给了我们。
We are saved not by works, but by His grace.
我们得救不是因着我们的工作，乃是因着他的恩典。
For our works can never find approval before the sight of God.
因为我们的工作在神的面前不能够得到许可，得到许可。
Not only His grace brought us salvation, but teach us sanctification.
不光他带来救恩，也给我们带来使我们成圣。
In other words, God is not finished with us yet.
换句话说，神在我们身上的工作还没有完成。
God put the Holy Spirit in us.
神把那个圣灵放在我们里面。
To teach us in all things.
在凡事上教导我们。
But we all know that when the disciples knew that the Lord is going to heaven.
因为使徒们知道主耶稣要到天上去。
They are so worried.
他们是这样子的担心。
But the Lord said, you need not worry.
他说你们不要担心。
Because I will send you another comforter, which will be in you and with you forever.
因为我要另外差一个保惠师来，他要与你们永远同在。
And this Holy Spirit will teach you in all things.
这个圣灵要在你里面，在凡事上来教导你们。
We all know before we are saved, we don't know anything concerning God.
因为在我们得救之前，关于神的事情，我们什么都不知道。
We don't know about what is righteousness.
我们也不知道什么是公义。
We don't know anything about holiness.
我们也不知道什么是圣洁。
But thank God that day when we received the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart.
但是在那一天，我们接受主耶稣做我们救主的时候。
The Holy Spirit is in us to teach us in all things.
圣灵在我们的里面，就在凡事上来教导我们。
Thirdly, He sought us to be a people who is zealous of good works.
他也让我们成为他的子民，热心行善。
No, concerning zealous of good works, it does not emphasize on what we do, but the reason why we do it.
这个热心行善不是我们做什么，乃是我们做这些事情的原因。
Because a lot of people also do good works.
因为很多人也做很多善事。
Unbelievers do good works.
不信的人也做很多善事。
But they have different kind of reason why they want to do good works.
但是他们做善事有一个不同的原因。
But today we do good works, we are zealous of good works because we love Jesus Christ.
我们今天热心行善是因着我们爱主耶稣。
Regardless of whether people see it or not.
不管是人看见还是看不见。
We just want to serve because we love the Lord Jesus.
我们就是想服侍，因为我们爱主。
To us, service to Him is like a response towards His love for us.
我们对他的爱是因着他向着我们，他先爱我们。
And lastly, He wrought in us that eternal hope.
他在我们里面带来那个永远的盼望。
Which everybody is seeking after.
这是每一个人所寻求的。
You know, our sister, had this funeral yesterday.
姊妹有昨天是她的安息聚会。
It brings a lot of sadness in our heart that we lost another sister.
在我们里面非常的难过，因为我们又失去另外一个姊妹。
But we know that it's only temporary.
但是我们知道这是暂时的。
When unbelievers died, it's forever. It's gone.
不信的人过世以后这是永远的。
But to us we have an eternal hope.
但是我们有一个永远的盼望。
Yes, sadness is only temporary.
这个忧伤是暂时的。
Because one day when the trumpet sounds, we will see our sister again.
当然有一天号筒吹响的时候，我们还会再看见我们的姊妹。
This is the eternal hope of glory.
这就是那个永远盼望。
And therefore our prayers start to change.
所以我们的这个世界就我们的。
祷告
我们的祷告就开始 改变
If we look at the book of Colossians,
我们来看哥罗西书
Instead of praying for our own selfish desires,
不再是为我们自己自私的要求祷告
Our prayer starts that we might know the will of the Father.
我们祷告是要知道父神的旨意
Before it is what I want and the Lord listen.
以前是我要什么主你来听
But now, Lord say so. I want to know your will and want to follow your will.
现在是主你来说我要知道你的旨意我要顺服你的旨意
And this is all because of this revelation concerning the saving grace of God.
这就是神拯救的恩典
And not only that,
不光如此
He continued on to say that what is the purpose of our life.
也讲到说我们生活的目的
and the quality of our life
我们生活的质量
the direction of our life is to know his will
我们生活的方向是要知道他的旨意
the quality of life is what that we might what live worthy of him
我们生活的质量是说我们行事为人对得起主
in other words what we do is what according to God's standard
我们做什么是照着神的标准
before we are altogether off God's standard We're way off God's standard.
我以前我们是完全是活在神标准之外。
But now our will, our purpose, our focus is to know His will and to walk worthy of Him.
今天我们的重心是要知道神的旨意，行事为人对得起主。
And not only that, with all pleasing.
而且是凡事蒙他喜悦。
And we want to please God.
我们想要讨他的喜悦。
Before our work is just to please ourselves.
以前我们的工作是要讨我们自己的喜悦。
Now our work is to please Him.
现在我们是要蒙他喜悦
and not only because it is our duty and responsibility
不光只是我们的责任
because we want to do good works because we love the Lord Jesus
我们行善是因为我们爱主
I always remember a brother who is pursuing after a sister
我记得有一个弟兄是在追求一个姊妹
Every week he needs to drive from Houston to Galveston
每周他都要从休斯顿开车到 Galveston
if it is us third party we feel like that is a little bit too much
对我第三方来我觉得这是实在是做得有点过了
Why not just make a phone call? That will do
那你打个电话就可以了嘛
But to him to go to Galveston just pleases him
但是对他来说到 Galveston 实在是让他欢喜
Because he loved the sister
因为他很爱这个姊妹
Today when we serve the Lord it's not because of duty and responsibility
今天我们服侍神不是因为我们的责任
On the one hand we want to please the Lord
而是因为我们要讨他的喜悦
On the one hand it is our loveTowards him.
是我们对他的爱。
And then it, afterwards we follow, it follows that we might bear fruit.
最后是我们可以结果子。
Bear fruit not only to preach the gospel that people will be saved.
不光是说我们传福音让人得救。
The bear fruit here speak that every time we meet people, we had a positive impact on people.
而是说每次当我们遇见人的时候，我们在人的身上有一个积极的影响。
We show people who Christ is.
我们来向人显现基督是谁
that they may be attracted to Christ.
所以他们可以被基督所吸引
and, there will be, and not only that there will be an increase in our, the knowledge of his will
然后是我们渐渐的多知道神
not only knowing the will of the Lord in an objective manner
不光是说客观的知道说神的旨意
but more in a subjective way
而是一个主观的知道
let me make an example
让我来做一个例子
for example my mom
或者
she likes to drink tea
我的妈妈非常喜欢喝茶。
Now, if other people say, "Oh, she likes drink tea," so when they visit her, they just bring a lot of tea.
所以来探望的时候，很多人带了很多茶来。
But the thing is, for me, it's not only tea.
对我来说，这不是茶。
It is green tea.
而是绿茶。
And not only green tea.
不光是绿茶。
There is a specific brand that my mom wants.
而是一个特别的牌子，是我妈妈所喜欢的。
This is something very subjective.
这是一个非常。客观的事情
主观
的事情
It's all because of the daily contact and communication Because of daily relationship
这是意味着我跟他每天的关系
Today do you know the will of the Lord?
今天你知道这个神的旨意吗
Well you might say well the Bible says this and that
这是那你说这圣经上是这样讲的
But today we want to know the will of the Lord in more subjective manner
今天我们需要对神的旨意有一个主观的认识
Like King David
就像大卫王
a man after God's own heart,
是一个寻求神心意的人
like Moses,
像摩西
who knew God face to face,
是与神面对面
you know, there is a brother in the Philippines I knew,
在菲律宾有一个弟兄
there are 12 siblings,
他们有十二个兄弟姐妹
but he is the favorite of his mom,
但是他妈妈最喜欢的一个
because every day he will go to the room of his mom and sit down and talk to her mom,
因为每天他会到妈妈的屋里面坐下来跟他妈妈讲话
and because her mom was so relaxed with him, her mom will pour out everything in her heart.
他妈妈对他是跟他是这样子的自在，所以会把他心里所有的话跟他儿子讲。
So do you want to know who this person is? You ask the son.
如果你想知道这个姊妹，那你就问他的儿子。
Today, brothers and sisters, do you know the Lord?
今天你知道神吗
？Do you know him in a subjective manner?
你今天真的在主观上认识他吗
？Today, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神在我们有怜悯。
Through the word of truth.
借着神真理的道
There will be an increase in our knowledge concerning him.
使我们能够渐渐地知道神
And lastly, there will be having a steadfast spirit.
会在我们里面有一个坚定的灵
I want to add a little bit more concerning the steadfast spirit.
在我想再交通再多多的交通一点
Because as Christians, we know the way that we are walking is not an easy way.
因为我们知道我们在这地上生活不容易
It is a narrow way.
是一个窄路
Our faith has been bombarded.Especially in this age concerning our faith in Christ.
在我们在基督里的信心是被一直不停的搅扰
Concerning the truth in the Bible.
关于圣经的真理
The enemy will use all sorts of ways try to bombard, try to cause our faith to be disturbed.
仇敌会用各种各样的办法来搅扰我们对神的信心
This is a couple of weeks I was very disturbed because I received an email from a brother.
几周以前我收到一个弟兄的 email 让我非常的搅扰
It's concerning some of the high schoolers in HCA that says that we discriminate so-called the homosexual people.
是关于高中生说我们对于同性恋的人有歧视
But she said we don't discriminate people.
弟兄姊妹，我们对人没有歧视。
We love people.
我们爱人。
As God loved the people in the world.
就像神爱世人。
But God loves people, but God hates sin.
但是神爱世人，但是神恨罪。
You got to have a differentiate these two matters.
你需要分开这两件事情。
God loves people, but God hates sin.
神爱人，但是神恨罪恶。
Because God is the God of love, He is also God of righteousness.
神是爱的神，也是公义的神。
The problem of us is this.
但是这个问题在这里。
We love people. We also try to accommodate the sin.
我们爱人，我们也就来在罪上妥协。
Or we hate the sin. We also hate the person.
如果我们恨这个罪恶，我们就恨这个人。
So there should be a change in our mind.
但是在我们的观念上要应该有所改变。
Whatever the Bible says, it's a sin. It's a sin.
圣经上所讲的罪就是罪。
Concerning homosexuality, you can turn in Romans chapter 1 verse 26 and 28. We have no time for this, but you can clearly see that homosexual is a sin and God judges sin.
同性恋在罗马书一章二十六节二十七节里，神已经审判了这个罪。
So don't get into this kind of debate.
不要进到这个争论的里面。
Today we stand on the solid ground on the word of God.
我们今天站在神话语的稳固根基上。
Regardless what people said.
不管人说什么。
Regardless what the government said.
不管政府说什么。
God's word is precedent, is priority.
神的话语是有首要地位的。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
愿神在我们有恩典。
Concerning the word of truth.
关于神真理的道
Let's give importance.
让我们把它看得很重。
Now today we want to talk about inheritance.
今天我们要来讲到基业。
Let me read again to you verse 12 in Colossians chapter 1. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
这个哥罗西书第一章十二节，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Brothers and sisters, we have an inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个基业。
And this inheritance is huge.
这个基业是非常的大
It's beyond our imagination.
是超乎我们的想象
When we try to see the definition of inheritance in Webster Dictionary
如果我们来看看这个基业的定义
It's a reception of genetic qualities passed on from parents to children
这是一个从父母到孩子的一个基因的一个传递
Oh, it's like the physical attributes or the behavioral traits
一方面是这个身体的性，这个身体的这个特征；一方面是这个举止行为的特征。
For example, if the parents is a blonde hair, blue eyes, 6 feet tall, you expect the children will be like that.
如果这个父母是金发，蓝眼睛，这个孩子应该也是金发蓝眼睛。
Sister Grace, you know that you are in the medical school.
姊妹是医学院的，应该知道这件事情。
How about the behavioral traits?
如果说是我们举止行为上的特征。
If that father and parents is like a very anxious person, you expect that children will also be anxious.
如果这个父母是一个容易焦躁的人，你基本上孩子也是一个容易焦躁的人。
I'm a very anxious person.
我是一个非常容易焦躁的人。
So my son Levi is also an anxious person.
所以我的儿子利未也是一个比较容易。
So this is what we call the inheritance that we pass on.
是，这就我所说的这个基业是从父母传到儿女。
There is a life relationship going on.
这里有一个生命的关系。
But aside from that, there is also the physical possession that pass on from parents to siblings.
另一方面也有一个physical possession， 这个实际的占有。
For example, houses anything that is valuable.
如果是比如说是房子或者一切有价值的东西。
Today I'm talking about the inheritance God has given us.
今天我所讲的这个是神所给我们的基业。
I cannot go to point to point, but I will at least mention a few.
我不能覆盖全面，但是我就要讲几点。
The first one is the forgiveness of sin.
第一点是罪的赦免。
Which verse 14 said, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin."
第十四节，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Brothers and sisters, this is the biggest problem between us and God.
这是我们和神之间最大的问题。
Sin is always a hindrance between our fellowship with God.
这个罪在我们和神之间交通上是最大的障碍。
When man was created in the garden, there is fellowship with the Father.
在伊甸园里面，人和神之间是有一个交通的。
God walked in the garden, and man had fellowship with God.
神走到园里面，神走到园里面，人和神之间是有交通的。
But when man sin,
当人犯罪的时候
，man is hiding while God is walking in the garden.
当神走到园子里的时候，人就躲开了。
That's why God needs to say.Adam, where art thou?
所以神说亚当你在哪里？
Because there is a sin that hinders the relationship.
因为那里有一个罪拦阻了这个关系。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
That day when we received the Lord.
在那一天我们接受主的时候。
We received the forgiveness of sin.
我们就接受了这个赦罪。
I mean, we need to pay attention to this very much.
我们需要在这件事情上注意。
Not only when the Lord forgave us our sin, God caused us to have resumed that fellowship.
不光是神，我们的罪得以赦免，而且我们和神之间的关系能够重新开始。
We as the children of God need to know that we have been forgiven.
我们作为神的儿女，我们必须要知道说我们已经被赦免了。
Because every time we feel that we are not yet forgiven, we have problem.
如果我们还觉得说我们的罪过没有得以赦免，我们还有问题。
The number one enemy always accuses us before the Father.
第一点，仇敌在神的面前总是会控告我们。
The book of Revelation says the enemy accuses us day and night concerning our sin.
启示录里面说仇敌昼夜在神面前来控告我们。
If we don't know the fact that we have been forgiven, then every day we are in a problem.
如果我们不知道我们已经得赦免了，我们每天都有这个问题。
Today, thank God.
但是今天感谢神。
God has forgiven us of our sin.
今天神已经赦免了我们的罪。
Since before, since that is now, and since that is in the future.
过去的罪、现在的罪和将来的罪。
This is one of the inheritance.
这是其中的一个基业。
And secondly, it's eternal life.
第二点是永远的生命。
God has given us eternal life.
神已经把那永生给了我们。
No, we are so concerned of eternal life.
我们是这样关心永生。
After I die, where will I go?
到我死了以后我去哪里呢？
But today we Christians we are not concerned about that because we have eternal life.
今天我们不再担心这件事情，因为我们有永生。
To us who pass away in this recent life, we don't say you died, we say we are asleep.
今天在这我们弟兄姊妹如果过世，我们不再说你死了，而是说你睡了。
And we have because this eternal life is in us.
因为这个永生在我们里面。
And this eternal life is the life of God.
这个永生是神的生命。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面成为永远的盼望。
A lot of times we feel like
荣耀的盼望。
A lot of times we feel like we are the children of God. We have God's life.
我们说我们是神的儿女，有神的生命。
Then we feel like 我们不像样。
但是 but we don't look like God's children.
Then we also live in our flesh.
我们还活在肉体里面。
真是麻烦，对不对
？It's a lot of trouble.
不像样。
It doesn't look like we're God's children.
Thank God.
But 感谢神。
Every time I feel I don't look like God.
每一次当我觉得说我不像神的时候。
First John always came out.
约翰福音第一章，约翰一书第一章。
Said now you are the children of God.
现在我们是神的儿女。
He said now you are the children of God.
现在我们是神的儿女。
And we might not know what we will become.
将来如何不知道。
Yet when He comes, we shall be like Him.
但主若显现，我们必要像他。
And we shall see him as he is.
我们不要见他的真体。
Here we in this just one verse alone.
就这一句话。
We see at least two things.
我们能够看见我们能看见三个真理。
One, we are the children of God.
第一，我们是神的儿女。
Secondly, we will see Him as He is.
我们第二点，我们要见到他的真体。
In other words, God never changed.
换句话说，神从来不改变。
What we see Him before, what we see Him right now, we will see Him.That day.
我们过去所看到的，我们现在所看到的，也就是我们将来所要看到的。
The third point, we shall be like him.
第三点，我们要像他。
In other words, while we are still living on this earth,
今天我们还活在这个地上。
God through the Holy Spirit is transforming us day by day.
今天神界的圣灵一天天的在改变我们。
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣。
Francis, this is the inheritance we have.
这就是我们今天所有的基业。
That's why I always said God is not finished with us yet.
所以我说神在我们身上的工作还没有完成。
We have the forgiveness of sin,
我们有了赦罪。
We have the life of Christ,
我们有基督的生命。
That continues to change us,
在继续的改变我们。
And lastly, we have that eternal hope of glory.
最后我们有那个永远的荣耀的盼望。
You know, that's why the disciples are so worried.
所以那个当门徒非常忧虑的时候。
When, then the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说
Let not your heart be troubled.
让你的心不要焦虑。
If you want to look at it, it is in John chapter 14.
在约翰福音第十四章。
He said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
你们不要忧愁。
Believe in God, believe in also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
For in my Father's house is have many mansions.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
If it is not so, then I would have told you.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你了。
He said, "I go and prepare a place for you."
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Where I am, there you will be also.
我若去我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
A lot of people say this is something spiritual.
这是一个属有很多人说这是一个属灵的事情。
Some say it's something you know, physical.
有人说这是一个实际的事情。
But I say it's both.
我说这是两样都有。
There's a lot of things that we don't know concerning that eternity.
关于永远的事情，我们很多事情不清楚。
But we are clear of one thing.
但是有一件事情我们非常清楚。
It will be glorious.
这是一个非常荣耀的事情。
Where the Lord is, we will be there.
主在哪里，我们也在哪里。
And what kind of a living we will be there, we don't know.
这是一个什么样的生活，我们不知道。
But we know one thing.
但是我们知道一件事情。
It will be much better than the place we are living today.
会比我们现在所生活的好到多少倍。
Brothers and sisters, these are the inheritance God has given to us.
这就是神所给我们的基业。
You know, why did Paul wrote the book of Colossians?
为什么保罗要写哥罗西书呢？
Because there is one problem.
因为有一个问题。
There's a lot of heretical teachings going on in the church in Colossians and Galatia.
在哥罗西那里有很多
异端。They said that aside from the gospel, aside from the redemptive work of Christ,
在基督救赎的工作以外，
you still need to do good works.
你需要做善事。
Well, this is a big problem.
这是一个问题。
The Bible tells us God is enough.
圣经上说神是一切，神就够了。
The redemptive work of Christ is enough to cover up all that we need.
基督已经涵盖我们所需要的一切。
Yet at that time, there's a lot of false teachings saying that aside from God's work, you still need to do some more work.
但是在那个时候有很多的异端说在除神的工作以外你还要做很多的事情。
Let me read to you in Colossians chapter 2.
在哥罗西书第二章里面。
And you being dead in your sin and uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
以弗所书。
Colossians chapter 2.
在哥罗西书第二章。
Verse 13.
第十三节、你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了我们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
Verse 14 Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
In other words, what Paul is telling the Colossian believers,
这个保罗在这对哥罗西的弟兄姊妹说什么呢？
All the rules and regulations, all the ordinances is done already.
所有这些律例和字句都已经被撤去。
At that time, the Jewish people pay so much attention concerning ordinances.
这些过去当时的犹太人对这些律例非常的看重。
Especially concerning circumcision.
尤其是割礼。
You should eat this, you shouldn't eat that.
你不应该吃这个，你不应该吃那个。
You should touch this, you shouldn't touch that.
你不应该摸这个，你不应该摸那个。
And all kinds of the offerings.
还有所有的祭。
And brothers and sisters, when you have this in your mind,
当你有这些在你里面的时候，
then then there is always be an anxiety in our heart.
在我们里面就会有不安。
Can I be saved?
那我能得救吗?
Just imagine, brothers and sisters.
就我们来想一想,
if I tell you that 50% your redemption is 50% of God and 50% of work.
如果我告诉你的救恩是50%出于神,50%出于你的自己的行为,
will you be at peace?
你会有平安吗?
You will always have this worry in your mind that when the Lord Jesus comes back, will I be saved?
那你会在你里面有焦虑说当主再来的时候我得救吗?
But thank God.
但是感谢神,
Paul the Apostle tried to tell the Colossians believers that Christ is all and in all, he is enough to take care of every righteous requirement God has put upon men.
保罗对哥罗西人说基督是神是一切所以已经满足了神在人身上所有的要求
Therefore we can sing Blessed Assurance Jesus is mine
所以我们可以说 耶稣是我的 有福的确据
This is an assurance
这是一个确据
Today regardless of what condition we are today
今天不管我们的情况怎么样
We have this blessed assurance Jesus is mine We are saved and saved forever
我们是得救到永远有福的确据
Thank God
感谢神
This is the inheritance God has given us
这是神所给我们的基业
To us who believe This is what presented before us
这是我们相信这是所赐给我们的
Now the second question is
第二个,
Are we qualified?
我们有资格吗?
It says here in verse 12,
这第十二节里讲,
He said, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
这里说叫我们能和众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Another good translation says that He what? He qualified us.
另外一个翻译说他使我们合格。
He said, qualified us means that it's either you are complied with the necessary requirement or you are fitted.
合格是说你要么满足了所有的要求要么你是适合的
You know, are you fitted?
你是合适的吗?
Like for example, a person like to play basketball
比如说打篮球的人
Is he fitted?
他身体合适吗?
Is he healthy enough?
他身体健康吗?
Do he have the necessary skill?
他有这些需要的技术吗?
Is he mentally prepared to take all the pressure?
他能够承担所有的压力吗?
It's difficult being fitted
这就是那个合适的定义
Secondly, comply with the necessary requirements
第二点是能够满足所有的要求
These days we're talking about, you know, what we call that illegal immigrants
最近我们讲到非法移民很多
They are illegal immigrants because they are not they don't comply with the necessary requirements
他们作为非法移民是因为他们没有符合所要求的要求
Today, do we fit the requirement to become the child of God.
今天我们有资格成为神的儿女吗?
If you read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1,
如果你读以弗所书第二章第一节,
a lot of brothers and sisters have prayed this prayer today, this morning.
今天早上很多弟兄姊妹祷告了这句话,
he said, we are dead in sin and trespasses.
我们在死在罪恶过犯之中,
chapter 2 verse 12,
第二章第十二节,
he said, we are without Christ, we are alienated from the nation of Israel, we are strangers from the promise, covenant of promise, we have no God and without hope in this world.
我们是与基督无关,在以色列国民以外,在所应许的诸约上是局外人,并且活在世上没有指望,没有神。
Brothers and sisters, this is our condition today.
今天这是我们的景况。
According to God's righteous requirement, we are way, way off.
今天照着神公的要求,我们实在是不够格。
According to what the Jewish law, we are not a Jew, we are a Gentile.
照着犹太人的律法,我们是外邦人。
That's why when the Lord is talking to the Samaritan woman,
所以当主耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇人讲话的时候,
what did the Samaritan woman say? Salvation is of the Jews.
那个撒玛利亚妇人说,救恩出于犹太人。
So we are, practically, it's out of God's requirement.
换句话说,我们实在是在神要求的这个范围之外。
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
He qualified us.
他使我们够格。
No, this 2 weeks I am really a little bit depressed.
这个礼拜我有一点压抑。
Because of the situation in the company and some of the condition of the saints.
因着公司的情况,因着圣徒的光景。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Every time I read this verse.
但是每一次当我读到这句话的时候,
just give joy in my heart.
在我里面就有喜乐。
For He qualified us.
因他使我们能。
How did He qualify us?
他怎么能够使我们能?
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
以弗所书第一章十一节,
it says here, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
He already predestinated us.
他已经预定了我们。
Even before we are born, our name is already predestinated in the eyes of God.
在我们出生之前，他已经预定了我们。
That we will be the children of God.
我们要成为神的儿女。
No, the question is, we have fallen into sin. What about that?
那么我们现在罪里面这怎么办呢？
Does God turn a blind eye concerning our situation?
神就对我们的光景睁一眼闭一眼吗？
Or did He just sweep it under the rug?
他就是不是把它扫在石头底下？
Our God is a loving God, He is also a righteous one.
神是爱的神，神也是个公义的神。
Yes, we have sinned.
是的，我们犯罪了。
And the wages of sin is death.
这个罪的工价就是死。
So He sent His Son.
他就差遣他的儿子。
To take our place.
代替我们的位置。
The Bible tells us that he was made sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
他为我们成为罪，使我们能够成为神的义。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Through His death on the cross.
借着他在十字架上的死。
He took care of all these problems.
他把这些问题都解决了。
More than that.
不光如此。
He put all the ordinances.On the cross also.
他把所有的律例都定在了十字架上。
I read a while ago, verse chapter 2, verse 14.
哥罗西书二章十四节。
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us and nailing it on the cross.
涂抹了律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，定在十字架上。
Is that a wonderful thing?
这是不是一个非常奇妙的事情？
All the ordinances.
所有的律例
was taken out.
都被撤去。
Christ is the answer of every righteous requirement of God.
基督是所有神公义要求的答案。
You know, one time I went to to McDonald's. McDonald's.
有一次我去麦当劳。
And as we enter in, there is a person who is homeless, standing there.
当我们进去的时候，有一个无家可归的人站在门口。
Visibly, he is very hungry.
可以看得出他非常的饿。
Yet he cannot sit down because the seats are for the customers.
但是他不能坐下来，因为这些座位是给顾客的。
In front of him is the menu of all the good foods in McDonald's.
在他面前的一些麦当劳的菜单。
Yet he is not qualified.
但是他不能够不合格去吃。
Because he doesn't have money to pay.
因为他没有钱。
In the midst of that uncertainty.
在那一个不确定的境况里。
Another person came and tell the cashier, "I'll pay for whatever he wants."
有一个人过来说，他要什么，我替他付钱。
So he not only he had the right to sit down.
他不光是可以坐下来。
And all the food he wants was given to him.
他所想要的一切都食物都给了他。
Brothers and sisters, aren't we just like this homeless person?
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是就像这个无家可归的人呢？
We see God's eternal purpose, His inheritance is so rich.
我们看见神永远的旨意，我们看见神的基业是何等的丰富。
But yet, when we look at our condition, we are not qualified.
但是看看我们的光景，我们是不配的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
There is a person.
那里有一个人
who paid the price.
为我们付了代价。
Today we can sit together with God.
我们今天可以与神同坐。
Ephesians say we can sit together with God in high places.
我们今天可以与神坐在高处。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被得赦免。
All what God has given us is for us to enjoy.
神所给我们的一切是为了我们享用的。
Including the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
包括圣灵的带领。
It's all because one person took it.
都是因着一个人代替了我们。
He took our place.
他代替了我们，他成代替我们的位置。
Not only that,
不光如此。
Through his death on the cross,
借着他在十字架上的死。
The Bible tells us he transferred us.
他把我们迁到爱。
From the kingdom of darkness.
从那个黑暗的权势里。
From the power of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son.
迁到他爱子的国里。
You know, if God's inheritance is only the forgiveness of sin,
如果神的基业给我们的基业只是赦免我们的罪。
Then this story will never end.
这个故事永远不能够结束。
Because we will always sin and there is forgiveness, it just go around and round and round.
我们就一直不停的犯罪，一直不停的被赦免，就这样一直的下去。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Not only we are forgiven.
不光我们被赦免。
He take us out of that dreaded place.
他把我们带出那个可怕的光景。
He take us out of the power of darkness.
把我们从黑暗的权势里面脱离开来。
And bring us into the kingdom of his dear son.
把我们带到他爱子的国里。
Today we are in the kingdom of his dear son.
今天我们是在他爱子的国里。
Before there is no choice for us but to sin.
以前我们没有别的办法，只能犯罪。
Because we are just like a puppet.
就像一个木偶一样。
And Satan is pulling the strings.
那个撒旦在后面扯那个绳子。
We might know it's wrong, but we just don't have the power to overcome sin.
我们虽然知道那是错，但是我们没有能力来胜过那个罪。
But today we have this resurrection life.
但是今天在我们里面有复活的生命。
And we can say no.
我们可以说不。
Through him we can overcome sin.
借着他我们可以胜过罪。
And this is all because he transferred us out of the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
这是他们因着他把我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Lastly,
最后。
He, through his resurrection,
借着他的复活,
we have a new life in him.
我们在他里面有一个新的生命。
We talk about resurrection, sometimes we take it for granted.
有的时候我们把这个复活想当然。
But we should look, resurrection is a very important in the life of a Christian.
但是这个复活在基督徒的生命里面是非常重要的。
If Christ just died and he never rose up from the dead, we are all like most people, miserable.
如果是基督只是死了却没有复活，我们比世人更可怜。
Let's turn our Bible to 2 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Okay, sorry about that, brother.Well, I got lost. Huh? That's, chapter 15, okay. Okay, it says here.
18.
Okay, verse 26, right?
18.
Okay, verse 14. Chapter 15, verse 14.
Yeah, okay. 哥林多前书十五章第十四节。
So if Christ be not risen, then is your, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also in vain.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Yeah, and you have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up. If so, that the dead rise not.
并且显明我们是为神枉做见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised.
若死人真不复活，神也没有叫基督复活了。
And if Christ is not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins.
因为死人真不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然。
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ also perish.
你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Today we have hope.
今天我们有希望。
Because Christ not only died for us, he risen from the dead.
不光基督死了，而且他也复活了。
Because he rose from the dead.
因他从死里复活。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪得赦免。
Because he raised from the dead.
因着他从死里复活。
We have a new life in him.
我们在他里面有个新的生命。
Because he raised from the dead.
因着他从死里复活。
He's guiding us like a shepherd every day in our life.
他每天都带领我们像牧人一样。
Because he raised from the dead, we have eternal hope.
因着他从死里复活，我们有一个永远的盼望。
Today, brothers and sisters, resurrection is so much important as Christ died on the cross.
今天复活和主耶稣死在十字架上是一样的重要。
It's equally important.
是同样的重要。
Hallelujah, he died and he rose again on the third day.
哈利路亚，他死了，他也三天以后复活了。
We have this inheritance before us.
我们在我们前面有一个基业。
We can enjoy it.
我们可以享用。
Because he raised from the dead.
因着他从死里复活。
Now we come to the last point.
最后。
This part, a part of our inheritance is secured.
我们这个基业是有确据的。
Because God knows we are not able to have this inheritance by our own works.
因着神知道说靠着我们自己的工作，我们没有办法保证这个产业。
But there's another part of the inheritance.
但是另外一个方面。
God has promised us after we got saved.
神也应许我们得救以后。
Nevertheless,
不管。
God requires us to what? Walk worthy of His calling.
神也让我们与他所蒙的恩相称。
In other words, God gave us something in us.
换句话说，神在里给了我们什么？
Like a capital.
就像一个木匠。
It's like a capital, wherein we can.
像一个资本。
Yeah, this capital is given to us that we might what? Live according to the capital given to us.
我们能够活着是与他所给我们的这个资本相称。
For example, concerning temptation.
举例说就像那个诱惑
Before we are saved, we have no way to overcome temptation.
在我们得救之前我们胜不过这个诱惑
But now we can overcome temptation.
今天我们可以胜过这个试探
Because the resurrection life of Christ is in us.
因着那个主耶稣复活的生命在我们里面
Before we don't know the will of God.
以前我们不知道主的旨意
Now we know the will of God.
今天我们知道主的旨意
Because the Holy Spirit guides us.
因为圣灵引领我们
Therefore, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:22. We need to give up, take off that old manner of life. Let me read to you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22.
我们读以弗所书4:22.
That ye might put off concerning that former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。
And be renewed in the what? In the spirit of your mind.
又要心智改换一新，穿上新人。
And he gave us more in detail.
他给我们更多的细节。
He says here in verse 30 that you should, verse 29, you should not corrupt, you should not get engaged with corrupt communication.
污秽的言语一句不可出口。
And verse 30, you should not grieve the Holy Spirit.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
We speak about we need to follow the Holy Spirit.
就是说我们要顺从圣灵。
Verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
31节，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Verse 32, and you be kind one to another.
并要以恩慈相待。
Forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕
God gave us a list
神给了我们一个单子
The kind of life we need to live
这是要我们所过的生活
When the Holy Spirit is living in us
当圣灵在我们里面生活的时候
And we need to be faithful to that
我们需要有忠心
Before we are abnormal
以前我们是一个不正常的状态
Because we have no God without hope in this world
因为我们没有神没有指望
But after God has redeemed us
当神救赎了我们以后
We are put in a normal stage
我们就放到了一个正常的光景
We can properly Soberly, properly, righteously, and godly in this present life.
我们可以公义敬虔圣洁的度日。
Today, are we?
今天我们是这样吗?
Because if not,
如果不是,
the book of Revelation says,
启示录里就讲,
He said, you should repent.
你要悔改,
and he that overcomes,
那得胜的,
in other words, if you don't overcome, you don't get this.
如果换句话说,如果你不得胜,你就得不到这个。
Let me just mention a list.
让我来举列个单子
so If you overcome
如果你得胜
You shall eat the fruit of the tree of life
你就吃那生命树上的果子
If you overcome
如果你得胜
Then you shall eat the hidden manna
你需要吃那个隐藏的玛拿
And God will give you a new name
神会给你个新名
If you overcome
如果你得胜
You shall be a pillar in the temple of my God
你在我神的腹中要成为 听橄榄树
If you overcome,
如果你得胜,
then you shall rule all the nations.
你要用权柄制服列国。
These are the promises God has given us if we live a normal Christian life.
这是神所给我们的应许, 如果我们过一个正常基督徒的生活。
But the question is, do we?
但问题是我们有吗?
May this be a warning to each and every one of us.
愿这是成为我们的一个警告。
A lot of Christians felt that after we receive Jesus Christ, it's okay.
很多人觉得说，当我得救以后就可以了。
Because my salvation is so secure.
因为我的救恩是这样子的，有确据。
Indeed it is.
的确是这样。
But there is a part of inheritance.
但是有一个基业。
Called rewards.
是奖赏。
That promise to those who overcome, who live a life that is normal before God.
是指给那些过一个正常基督徒生活的人。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神对我们有怜悯。
The time is up.
时间到了,
but let me quickly just mention a few.
让我快快地讲几点。
The first thing that caused us to fall from this normal condition
第一个让我们从这个正常光景里出来的事情
is the loss of our first love.
是我们失去了起初的爱。
You know, if we read the book of Ephesians, if the book of Revelation concerning the church in Ephesus,
如果你读启示录里面的那个以弗所教会,
this church is just what we call a model church.
这是一个 标准教会
You can see they have good works they have everything
他们有好行为 他们有一切
But God said there is one thing
但神说有一件事情
That I have against you
我责备你
You lost your first love
你把起初的爱心离弃了
Do you love God like when you are saved before
你是不是像刚得救的时候那样子爱神呢
I remember when I got saved
我记得当我刚刚得救的时候
I always like to go to church
我总是愿意去教会
There's always a 常常跑会所
I always go to church.
Yeah. Every brother and sister, after they got saved.
每一个弟兄姊妹得救以后
they like to go to church.
他们都喜欢去教会。
They just like to gather together and sing together and read the word of God.
他们总是喜欢聚集在一起来读神的话语。
Every time we talk about going to church, there is a fire within us.
当每次讲到去教会的时候，在我们里面有一团火。
Like King David said,
就像大卫王说的。
I'm glad when they said unto me, "Let's go into the house of the Lord."
当我们一同到神的会所里去。
Today,
今天
if we say we are going to church,
如果你们说来去到神的到教会里去，你的反应是什么呢
？Oh, church again. You say that?
又要去教会了。
Oh, can you give me just one reason not to go to church?
你能不能给我一个不去教会的原因
？Brothers and sisters, if that is your case.
如果这是你的境况
you have lost your first love.
你已经失去了你起初的爱
Brothers and sisters, remind ourselves.
我们来提醒我们自己
We need to check our heart.
我们需要来警醒我们
This is something very practical.
这是一个非常实际的事情
Is our heart right before God?
我们的心在神面前对吗
Concerning our love for God, is it the first love or second love?
我们对神的爱是起初是那个起初的爱呢还是
God desire. God demands.
神有要求
that we love him with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our might.
我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱神。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
So firstly, it's first love, the loss of first love.
首先是我们失去了起初的爱。
Secondly, it's disobedience.
第二点是不顺服。
God wants us to obey the Holy Spirit.
神要我们顺服圣灵。
He says here, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
不要使圣灵担忧。
Every time we disobey the Holy Spirit.There is a grieving of the Holy Spirit.
当我们不顺服的时候，总是会让圣灵担忧。
Like King Saul,
就像扫罗王。
He's the first king of the of Israel.
他是以色列人的第一个王。
He had all the qualities of being a king.
他有所有成为一个王的资格。
And God intends that his future generation will also be king.
神的目的也是让以后所有的王都是扫罗的后裔。
But he lost the kingship.
但是他。
Lost the kingship.
但是他失去了这个王的地位
Because of disobedience.
是因着不顺服
We might think, oh, it's just, a, you know, it's just a normal thing. No, it's not.
我们觉得说这是个很正常的事情
When God demands you something,
当神要求什么的时候
we need to obey.
我们需要顺服
Because that it might be the reason for your downfall.
这也许是我们失败的原因
Maybe that is the reason why we don't get the reward.
也许这是我们得不到奖赏的原因
Brothers and sisters, we are all running a race.
我们都在跑跑
In thatThe end of the race, there is a prize for us.
在那个终点有一个奖赏。
Do you are you getting that prize?
你能得那个奖赏吗
？It depends our heart. Do we love God with the first love?
在我们里面有那个起初的爱吗
？Do we obey the Holy Spirit?
我们有顺服圣灵吗
？Thirdly,
第三点
laziness
是懒惰。
A lot of times we are lazy.
很多时候我们都很懒惰。
We hope that everything is shortcut.
我们希望能够有简洁的办法。
Brother and sister, the growth of life.The growth of life.
在弟兄姊妹的生命的成长。
There is no shortcut.
是没有简洁的办法。
Well, we live in the United States.
我们活在美国。
Everything is what? Instant.
很多事情都是很快的。
Instant oatmeal, instant meal, put it in the microwave, 2 minutes is done.
那个速溶的燕麦放在微波炉里就好了。
But today, concerning spiritual matters.
但是今天讲到圣灵的事情。
There is no shortcut.
这是没有简洁的办法。
There is a need for us to read the word of God.
是要我们读神的话语。
We need to meditate on the word of God.
我们需要来思考神的话语。
Everything should be according to God's pattern.
每件事都要照着神的样式。
A lot of times we say we don't have time.
很多时候我们说没有时间。
Yet we have time to watch an iPad, watch television.
但是我们有时间可以看手机、看电视。
God knows.
神知道。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
Concerning that reward that we were about to give.God is about to give us.
愿那个关于我们所要得到的奖赏。
Let us run diligently.
让我们能够殷勤的来跑。
For there are a prize waiting for us.
因为在前面有一个奖励。
And around us there is what a circle of witnesses.
在我们周围有见证人像云彩一样。
Cheering us.
来鼓励我们。
Sometimes we felt like how come this brother whenever he speaks there's a lot of word of God just come out of him.
为什么有的时候我们觉得说这个弟兄一讲话总有很多神的话
Especially when I talk, when you see Brother Wei speaking.
当我们听魏弟兄讲话的时候
Every time he spoke, it's like the word of God is just in his mouth.
我们他每次讲话都好像神的话在他嘴里面
Well, because he spent so much time in the word of God.
因为他在神的话语上下功夫
Lord, may God have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯
There is an inheritance for us.
有一个为我们有一个基业
A terrible inheritance is free.
这个基业是免费的。
But a part of inheritance, we need to work for it.
但是有一部分的基业是我们需要努力的。
That's why the Bible tells us, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
所以要存着恐惧战惊的心做成你们得救的功夫。
The Lord is coming back.
神主要回来了。
Well, we know that all the signs around us, it's a sign that He's come back very soon.
在我们周围所有的迹象表明主要回来了。
The thing is, are we ready?
问题是我们预备好了吗?
Are we ready to meet the Lord?
我们预备好遇见神吗?
And gain the prize?
来得这个奖赏吗?
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你向我们的话语。
Lord, forgive me many times our word is not enough.
请你赦免我们的话语不够。
But Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit continue to warn us to speak in our hearts.
我们祷告求圣灵在我们里面继续警告我们，继续向我们说话。
Remind us that you are coming back.
提醒我们你快要回来了。
And that is an inheritance that is laid before us.
那个你给我们的基业就摆在我们前面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。